Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Like the guy just said, solid, conservative, just plain right. 3:07 p.m. right now on October the 19th. Hey, so Copper, right before we went to the top of the hour, you were saying you had an idea on that immigration thing. You want to jump in real quick on that? What was your idea?
So what if we give funding to buy a lot of filming equipment to donate to these people along the border? They set up these night cameras, record it, start their own YouTube channels, and get all of this information out there, because media networks apparently don't want to cover it, except for Fox.
Yeah. That's a worthy idea. I mean, at the very least, for security purposes.
Yeah. For both.
You know, I look at that and think, in terms of security, I think it'd be good, because then you could see when someone's messing with your wells, messing with whatever else on your property. I mean, there are parts of the interview I didn't even play. Like, she was talking about how they do have a security camera in their garage, and she was out there working in the garage doing things, and then later on realized someone had been hiding in the corner of the garage while she was in there. You know, just on and on and on. But I don't know that it would do any good to put together the film to show the government, because they already have the film. They can see that all they have to do is see what Fox had at you know, Del Rio at the bridge crossing, and just, you know, they didn't seem to care.
That's why YouTube. If you're posting these videos day after day after day after day, some people are going to start caring.
Well, you would hope so. And I think it's going to take more interviews like the one I just played a moment ago, because I care, but I got passionate about it when I watched his interview, that rancher. I mean, that got to me when this big old honking, he looks like Hoss Cartwright, which probably doesn't mean a thing to you, but in my generation, Hoss Cartwright was this big old dude, you know, 10-gallon hat riding on a horse. And to see Hoss Cartwright break into tears like that, just, man, it just got all over me. But that's where we are. Hey, breaking news, by the way. I'm going to step aside for a minute. Kind of two pieces of breaking news. Number one is this. You've heard me talk about 1819 News. So 1819 News is now up and running. Yesterday was their first day out the gate. 1819news.com. I encourage you to check it out. We're pretty excited about this. I provided content. I've got one of my first op-eds, not my first one ever, but first one for them, is up on the site. 1819news.com is going to be a very cool partner to have. We're going to be very allied with them in terms of getting news and commentary out there, and they're going to be doing a lot of straight reporting. The question that they have is, what does it take to call balls and strikes? I mean, instead of getting all the opinion news from AL.com and some of the others, listen, they're going to talk about what's happening in the state and the nation, and they're just going to call balls and strikes with real reporters, and they're already off and running on that. And there's a story up on 1819 News, which you may find in other places, but it's kind of cool, their story. You may remember I guess it's been at least 6 weeks, maybe 2 months ago, I had retired Chief Warrant Officer for Michael Durant from the Huntsville area on the show. And we talked about the anniversary of Black Hawk Down. We talked about a number of other things. But Mike Durant has announced as of the last couple of days that he is jumping into the U.S. Senate race. So the U.S. Senate race has got even more crowded. So, of course, you got Linda Blanchard, who's been in first. Jessica Taylor's in it. Of course, Katie Britt is in it. And our own this listening area's Congressman Mo Brooks is in it. And now we have Michael Durant, who is a true military hero. Black Hawk Down situation. He was one of the pilots shot down, taken captive, and flew Special Operations Aviation for quite a while. And so we'll see if we can get Mike Durant on the show sometime soon and have him on here. By the way, I said earlier, this is kind of cool. So I said earlier that, you know, one of our team members, one of the folks that we advertise for, who is part of the Right Side family, is Just Love Coffee Cafe. And while we were in a break, I texted or emailed Travis, who runs both the locations for Just Love Coffee Cafe here in the area. And I asked him, I said, hey, how'd it go last weekend with that Bob Jones High School Band fundraiser? He said they were stoked. He said his contact at the band almost came to tears when we told her the total. They raised over $1,000 for the Bob Jones Band. He said, and this is his words, he says, through the generosity of our guests and those in your listening audience, the Bob Jones Band raised over $1,000. And that's just so cool. And Just Love Coffee Cafe, they do a lot to give back to the community. And I'm glad that we're a part of it. Right Side Radio is glad to partner with them in doing that. So thank you to you listeners who made it on down there to support the Bob Jones Band at Just Love Coffee Cafe's Madison location. Very cool. Very cool. Well, listen, have you heard the news? I'm switching gears here. Let's talk about the vaccine mandate in light of our military. And by the way, include in that overall military readiness. All right, so this is a big honking deal, all right? I mean, if we get around to it, I'll have a clip later of General Keith Kellogg, who's a former national security advisor to Vice President Pence. And he's talking about the fact that we have seemed to have zero accountability at the upper levels of the military now. Retired three-star saying this. Of accountability at the highest levels of our military. Lack of it completely. You got Jen Psaki. Well, I mean, it's Jen Psaki. But when Jen Psaki gets to the microphone, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, you can almost script out where it's going to go. In fact, I did a whole, if you ever listen to the show on a regular basis, you know, occasionally I do a thing called Adventures in Woke World. Last week I did one on what it must be like to work in the back room to come up with the spins that Jen Psaki is going to say at the podium or the president's going to say during his press conferences. And so literally Jen Psaki says this, if you heard this, it boggles the mind. But have you all heard, by the way, about the fact that China apparently tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile? Hypersonic is different than an intercontinental ballistic missile. ICBMs tend to have an arc. They go up, they arc up into the outer atmospheres, and they come down. Hypersonic missiles, though, are just the opposite. They're almost like a smart missile. They can fly in the atmosphere, and this one actually flew out of the atmosphere. My recollection of reading up on it earlier, before today's show prep, was that this particular missile actually lapped the Earth. What? So you talk about something that's going to be hard to deal with, and it's something we don't have that capability in our arsenal right now. And it caught the Biden administration off guard. Jen Psaki said, when questioned about it in a press conference, she says, well, as to China's testing of that, we welcome the competition. No, we don't. Jen, we don't welcome the competition. This is now called an arms race. We don't welcome the competition. This is not a track meet. This is not a football game. This is not even politics. This is a hypersonic missile with nuclear capability that China, our near-peer adversary on the world stage, just launched. And Jen Psaki's response was, we welcome the competition. We do not welcome the competition. We don't. We don't want that kind of competition. We would prefer not to have to compete on that arena at all. If given the need, we will. And I would hope that we'd stay ahead of them. And by the way, I would hope that we would also take certain, I don't know, surreptitious, covert, or special operations active steps to make sure they don't get that capability. But apparently this one caught us off guard, Biden administration. The intel didn't say what it needed to say, or at least they weren't paying attention. Maybe they were too busy trying to defund the police. I don't know. But the reality is, it caught them off guard. And so Jen Psaki's quick spin on this was, we welcome the competition. No, actually we don't. But what we're seeing here is an overall, just like the border, we're seeing here an overall trend towards devaluing the military, defunding the military because the military budget is going down, at the same time, demoralizing the military. Some of what we're seeing in the vaccine mandate arena is really kind of hard to imagine. And I'm going to play a clip for you. Copper, go ahead and get clips 1 and 2 ready, if you would, please. And let me know when you got that. Clips 1 and 2 are going to be a representative of First Liberty or Liberty Council, who represents a group of Navy SEALs who are fighting back against the fact that they are being forced to deal with the vaccine mandate or lose their status as SEALs. And this is no small thing. By the way, I'm looking at an article here, and this one came off an alternative site. AmericanThinker.com has an article that says that Biden admin threatens to make unvaccinated Navy SEALs repay their training costs. I've got a separate article from Fox that also confirms this. The Fox article points out that for an individual to be trained as a deployable SEAL, the training cost alone is estimated to amount to several million dollars. Within the American Thinker article, it literally says that the U.S. Navy's COVID Consolidated Disposition Authority has issued a directive, and there's a link to the directive. It's called a MILPR, a military personnel message, a MILPR message that is reportedly saying it threatens, quote, removing them from special warfare, reducing their salaries, and forcing them to repay their training. Paragraphs 7A and 7B say, quote, the Vice Chief of Naval Operations retains authority for non-judicial punishment and court-martial. Involuntary extension of enlistments is not authorized on the basis of administrative or disciplinary action for vaccination refusals. And the CCDA, that's the COVID Consolidated Disposition Authority, may seek recoupment of applicable bonuses, special and incentive pays, and the cost of training and education for service members refusing the vaccine. Did you hear that? So the millions of dollars trained to make the finest among us into things like Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Army Rangers, I'm just telling you, Air Force pararescuemen, they're going to say, you know what, if you don't get this shot, we might make you pay back all that money. What do you think about that? Well, first of all, as an attorney and as a retired Army colonel, I don't think they can do it. I don't think they can change the terms of your enlistment. Now, they can certainly, I get it. You do give up some privileges and some rights when you go in the military. But I do not believe they can change the terms of your enlistment by making you pay back your training because of a request for a religious exemption, which we're seeing right now. They're saying in this separate article I have from Fox that religious exemptions are being denied, and they're actually being basically infringed upon, and they're being told and they're being harassed that they will lose their careers if they try to pursue a religious exemption. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a short break right now. When I get back from this, we're going to have more on that. And after the bottom of the hour break, we're going to also have an Army JAG on who's going to help us to unpack this. Can they legally do it? We'll see. There has been some time in the past. We had the anthrax vaccine. That was a mandate. I got the first round of anthrax, did not want it, tried to avoid it thereafter, and then all of a sudden it kind of faded away and they quit doing it. Huh, reckon why? Maybe they recognized it was affecting readiness. Sooner or later, they're going to wake up and realize if you decimate the ranks of what's only about 2,500 Navy SEALs total by losing several hundred of them over a vaccine mandate, maybe it wasn't a good idea. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. More of that when we come back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you about my friends at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm is such a cool place. Man, I love that place. Charlene and I go out there. We were out there just Saturday before last for a wedding event. Beautiful, beautiful night under the stars. All these hundreds of acres of manicured grounds, beautiful facilities. The chefs out there do amazing work. And I'm just telling you, the place is beautiful. If you want a wedding venue, a corporate retreat, Otter Creek Farm is your place. At the same time, it's a wing shooting destination. So if you like to hunt pheasant and quail, they got the guides, the guns, the dogs. They are featured in Garden and Gun magazine. I mean, they're one of the premier wing shooting destinations in the entire Southeast United States, which is why Donald Trump Jr. came to stay there not long ago. I'm just telling you, check them out. Just go look at the website. You'll see quickly why it's so good. OtterCreekFarmstead.com is the website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Hey, so, Copper, you got clip one ready? I see you got the ready up on the board. Okay, so we're ready with clip one. Let's do this. I want to go to this clip before I run out of time in this segment. This is a basically an advocate, an attorney for Liberty Counsel, which is one of those nonprofit civil liberties groups that defends conservative interests, much like our Alabama Center for Law and Liberty with Matt Clark, who comes on here periodically. In this case, he's talking about the fact that this is a situation where there is a private right of action. There are service members preparing to file suit, and he's going to be handling the case. Copper, play clip one.
Wow, that's a new graphic. Joe Biden is being sued by some members of the military, federal employees, and civilian contractors over his federal vaccine mandate. First Liberty Institute is the group behind the lawsuit, which says, quote, these military heroes face dishonorable discharge, court-martial, termination, and other disciplinary actions merely for submitting their religious exemption requests. First Liberty Institute General Counsel Mike Berry joins us now. Mike, thank you very much for being here. So this is across all branches of the military, from what I understand, a class action lawsuit being brought. It's not just about whether or not they get the vaccine, if I'm correct. This is about even asking for a religious exemption inside the DOD?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Pete.
Wow.
You know, First Liberty Institute represents a large group of U.S. Navy SEALs. But across the services, there are tens of thousands of service members who have a sincere religious objection to this vaccine. And they're being told that if you have a religious objection, you can go ahead and ask for one, because that's what federal law requires and DOD regulations, right? We have to honor religious freedom in this country. But they're being told you can submit one, but it's never going to get granted. And even if it does get granted, you're going to get kicked out. You know, these Navy SEALs have already been told, if you even ask for a religious exemption, we're going to kick you out of the SEALs. And they're being told to turn in their Trident devices, which is the special mm-hmm. warfare device that Navy SEALs, as we all know famously, go through quite a rigorous regime in order to even earn that Trident.
Absolutely.
So there you have it. I said Liberty Council, I meant for a Liberty Institute. So this particular organization is representing these Navy SEALs. And folks, I'm sitting here looking at another article right now. It came off military.com. And military.com is reporting that literally they're preparing to dole out discharges by November 28th to sailors who don't take the COVID-19 vaccinations. Now, listen, I am not anti-vaccine, but I am definitely anti-mandate. And this particular article is saying right here that even then, if they're in the middle of waiting for an exemption, they will be denied promotions and other positive actions on their record while their request for exemption is pending. It goes on to say, though, that an unvaccinated senior leader without a pending or approved exemption calls into question the Navy's trust and confidence regarding their ability to ensure unit readiness or to maintain good order and discipline, meaning it will be considered a negative reflection on a senior leader in terms of their ability to lead and whether or not they are fit for service at that point. And then he goes on to say, according to the Department of Defense statistics, keep in mind all these things I'm telling you, degrading the Navy SEALs as a fighting force, forcing vaccine mandates on service members left and right, that overall, 67 troops from all the services have died from COVID. 67 troops total from Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines have died from COVID. 67. But we're going to have hundreds of Navy SEALs potentially exit the fighting force just in that select group alone. All right, coming back after this break, we got my friend Brian Taylor, former state senator, former legal counsel to Governor Ivey, former chief advisor to Governor Riley, who's going to be on to talk with us because he's also a JAG officer. We'll see how that goes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back.